This podcast is a presentation of University of California Television. Like what you hear? Consider making a donation at uctv.tv/donate so we can continue to bring you more great programs.
Many of you I know have been here before. For those whose first time, welcome to our magnificent Salk Institute. I'm Jerry Joyce. I'm the president of the Salk Institute and a proud member of CARTA. So today's symposium is Ancient DNA, New Revelations. So I think that means you're going to hear some new and exciting and hopefully including unpublished data and maybe even a quasi-religious experience. Speaking of ancient DNA, I think most people heard Jim Watson passed away earlier today at age 97. So we recognize that. Now, we're a Crick place. We're the Crick Strand. You know, Cold Spring Harbor is the Watson Strand. Francis Crick spent most of his career here. Was president of the Salk Institute. Jim Watson actually spoke very nicely and kindly at Francis's memorial service out in the courtyard. So anyway, it is a day when DNA will be in the news. I heard someone saying, so what does DNA stand for? Everyone knows. So at CARTA, CARTA's all about asking the big questions about us, the Homo sapiens, the human species. You know, who are we? Where did we come from? How did we get here? What makes our species unique and different compared to any other species known? And by addressing these questions, not only are they interested in their own right, but I think they help us be poised to think about the kind of questions that we worry about for society as a whole, right? So if we can understand what we are, what Homo sapiens is, maybe we can understand some of the challenges that collectively all 9 billion of us face on this planet. So that's what anthropogeny is. Anthropogeny is exploring and explaining the origins of what it means to be human. It's, as you know, and I can see different people from different stripes in the audience here, it's a highly interdisciplinary topic. We have people from the physical and biological sciences and the engineering and computing sciences and the humanities and the social sciences and the philosophers, and we all come together for this big question of what makes our species what it is. So CARTA is the Center for Academic Research and Training in Anthropogeny to explore and explain the origins of the human phenomenon. CARTA is co-sponsored by UC San Diego and the Salk Institute. I am one of the co-directors of CARTA. Our fearless leader, Pascal Gagnon, is the senior director. We also are privileged to have these two talented associate directors, Rachel Mayberry and Allison Miltree. So on behalf of all of us, welcome to the Salk Institute and to this latest symposium. CARTA depends very much on philanthropic support to exist. We do get some institutional support, but we absolutely depend in the past, present, and future on philanthropic support. And so we're grateful to CARTA's major sponsors, to its many benefactors who have long supported this organization, and to CARTA's patrons, and to everyone, whether they contribute in spirit or in finance or both, for making CARTA a strong and vibrant organization. So thanks to everybody. Today, closed captioning is going to be provided by Ingrid Bernerska Perkins and Gordon Perkins. So thanks to them for doing that. And you can help too. So why don't you scan the QR code now? Don't donate anything. Just scan the code, okay? And then by the end of the day, if you're really inspired, you know, do what you can do. Okay, so, but scan the code now. It's probably in your program too. I haven't looked, but I assume it's in the program. So I also want to give thanks to our staff. So the CARTA in-house staff, that's Linda Nelson and Jesse Roby, Kate Kaya at the San Diego Supercomputer Center, our good friends at UCSDTV, and then the folks on the ground here at Salk, Aaron Howard and Mike Jeffs, back in the booth here running our AV program today, which reminds me to pay special tribute, and I think anyone who's been to these events before knows Kent Schnecker. Kent passed away last month. Kent is known very well to everyone here at Salk. You can never come to this podium without checking in first with Kent, and everything runs smoothly with him, but he sadly did pass away last month. He was, for 25 years, our senior AV technician here at Salk. And he was responsible for AV production for every one of the CARTA symposium that took place in Salk, starting with the first one that happened here. So we recognize Kent for his service. And actually, later this year, we have a kind of employee recognition type thing for people who have been here for X number of years. But he hit the 25-year mark. So He will get a brick in the courtyard in memoriam later this, before the year is out. So all of these videos that are recorded from the symposium, they're posted online. You can go to the CARTA website and access any of them. We passed the 43 million views mark on people that have seen those videos. I'm told it is the number one watched science program on all of UCTV. So thank you all for all the interesting programs that we've been involved in together over the years, and today adds to that mix. All right, so my work is done here. I really now just want to pass it off to our two co-chairs, so Christina Warner and Johannes Kraus. Johannes from the Max Planck Institute for Evolutionary Anthropology is going to chair the first session. Johannes, it's all yours.
Yes, thanks, Gerald. And first of all, I would also like to thank in the name of Tina Warner, my co-chair, CARTA, for organizing this wonderful symposium and for their continued support of anthropogeny research. I guess CARTA is all about where we come from where do we maybe go. And I do think that very few disciplines have looked so much deeply into this question of human origins, like this relatively new field of archaeogenetics and paleogenetics, thanks to being able now to read the genomes of our past ancestors. It's mostly because of the advance in DNA sequencing technologies that have allowed to now sequence the genomes of people from today as well as from the past, and they provide us with really exciting insights now into our direct living relatives as well as into our past relatives. So they give us insights into the evolutionary steps that led to modern humans, to our species today. How did we are genetically, or what were the genetic steps that led to modern humans? How are we genetically distinct from our closest extinct relatives, such as Neanderthals or, for example, Denisovans? How did our direct ancestors spread all over the world, and how did migration shape the genetic landscape of today's humans populations? And how did the invisible microbes or pathogens that we carry in us and on us actually shaped our recent evolution in history? It's been almost a decade since the last symposium here on ancient DNA in 2016. And then we had a lot of leading scientists in the field that showed us the first insights from some of the first genomes from the past that had been reconstructed. But if you actually look at this number, this was the number of genomes that we had in 2016. And the number of ancient human genomes that we now has increased by almost 100-fold over the last 10 years. So we've seen a tremendous amount of new publications coming out in the field of ancient DNA. It's doubling almost every year, as you can see here. And I'm really excited to actually have so many wonderful colleagues here with us today that will talk about some of their latest insights, maybe some of their unpublished work that they're currently working on in the coming hours. So this is really exciting. There's something else quite exciting that happened in the field of ancient DNA in 2022. And we had the great honor at our institute, the Max Planck Institute in Leipzig, to throw our PhD advisor and founder of the field of paleogenetics in our institute pond. Why did we do that? Because he was in fact invited to the Swedish king to get this nice gold medal that we're all too familiar with. He got the Nobel Prize for Medicine or Physiology, which is in itself quite amazing because we got it for the study of ancient human genomes and studying the human origin. And this is a bit of a paradigm shift. It was the first time that actually someone that does research on anthropogeny received the Nobel Prize. And it's quite amazing that this whole field was basically honored with this great research prize. However, if you look at it, despite all the great successes that we had in the field over the last few years, there's still a bit of an imbalance. If you actually look where most of the human genomes have been studied so far, you see there's a bit of a bias towards Western Eurasia there, Europe. And also the majority of ancient DNA labs you actually find in North America and in Europe. So the Global South is still not presented too much. Fortunately, this is changing quite a bit. There's quite a few labs that are opening now in different parts of the world, so including the Global South. And we also have an increasing amount of basically community resources that are provided and that help building up those labs. So for example, there are things like protocols.io where you get the wet lab protocols that help you to kind of do reproducible work and also establish the wet lab pipelines that we have. There are things like, for example, the AADR, which is a a data set or a repository for all the ancient human genomes that have been published so far, which is hosted by Harvard, so by David Reich's lab. We have a similar thing at our institute called Poseidon that also has a lot of metadata and also a machine-readable kind of repository of those human genomes. And there's also some kind of grassroots movements, some kind of bottom-up movements, for example, the HAM community, which is a community of PhD students and postdocs that organize workshops, conferences, that are networking in the field. So it's really nice to see all this happening. And there's also an increasing debate on the awareness on the ethical dimensions of the work on human remains. And there's a lot of publications over the last couple of years, and there's a strong push now for local participation, for community engagements. So it's a bit away from this kind of grab and run and helicopter science that was done in the past. So there's a lot of now also involvement of the local stakeholders. And this is really a nice kind of tendency that we have here. So I think overall, we can really look back at the tremendously exciting and productive decade that is behind us. And I can't wait to see what's coming in the kind of years ahead of us. Maybe 10 years from now, we will have another symposium on ancient DNA, which I very much look forward to. And otherwise, I look very forward to the symposium today. I already thanked my fellow speakers to come to the edge of the world. It's quite a far way from coming from Europe and other places here, or from Israel, for example. And I hope we will have a great afternoon and look forward for the first session. So welcome, everyone.
You've been listening to a podcast by University of California Television. For more information about this program or UCTV, visit us online at UCTV.tv.